Brilliance Audio presents Where the Desert Meets the Sea by Varuna Sona. Translated by Steve Anderson. Performed by Colleen Marlowe. February 15th to 16th, 1947.
We have to be out there somewhere, she thought. If they spot us, it's over.
The wind surged and the rain whipped at her face, running down her legs, combining the seawater grabbing at her feet through the railing. It was a moonless February night. The storm had swept in from the northwest and sent temperatures plunging. Judith Wertheimer watched the captain as he scanned the horizon with his massive binoculars, again and again. His greasy dark blue cap pushed far back on his head. The Cypriot's sharp features, framed by a stubbly gray beard, didn't betray any concern, but she could make out a subtle clenching in his jaw. She, too, stared into the darkness, toward the west, beyond to the waves' white crests and into that dark gray mountain of clouds that seemed to merge with the churning Mediterranean Sea. Again, the thought raced through her head.
If they catch us, it's over. What then? More barbed wire? More barracks? More camps?
She couldn't bear it. Not again. Judith pulled her old gray wool overcoat tighter around herself. It had once kept a German Wehrmacht soldier warm. Altered by a German housewife, it had changed owners numerous times before a Red Cross nurse pulled it from a pile of worn-out clothes and thrust it into Judith's hands right before she left. Judith anxiously felt around in the pocket for the postcard, then calmed down what she felt it between her fingers, still safe and dry.
You need to live. Come here,
he'd scrawled in old German script.
Come to my home in Jerusalem. Your Uncle Albert.
In the upper left corner, squeezed in really small, was the address. Albert Wertheimer, Ben Yehuda Street, 112 Jerusalem, Palestine. How old would he be now? 64? No, 65. Her father's brother, Albert Wertheimer, Ph.D., had been a lawyer and notary back then. Lost in thoughts of her uncle, Judith didn't see the huge wave until it slammed against the bow. The ship lurched, then reared up, rising high and smacked back down, a loud creak coursing through its old hull. The impact ripped.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?